Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whisperers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whisperers, I hope you all are having a great week. I cannot begin to tell you how fabulous my week has been, and it is so good to be back here in our safe zone, right here in the Whisperers Lounge. I have to tell you, every time that I get to see that red light come on and we get to come together, you don't know the energy that surges through my body. You know, I'm ready to have you join the conversation. You know it. So please make sure, if you would like to, you know, have a comment or you have a question for me, please feel free to call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And Whisperers, don't forget that Blog Talk Radio has put a live chat box in each and every one of our episodes. And you know how your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. So please feel free to drop your questions in there, your comments. If you need me to repeat something or reiterate it, just drop it in there and you know we will see it and we will get right on top of it. And guess what? With our second episode into season four, yes, we have our Zoom room. It is back, our private Zoom room, and the book clubs are coming in. And today we are so honored to have these really fabulous women from San Francisco, the Daring Divas Book Club. And I had to ask them, why did they call themselves the Daring Divas? Well, guess what? They are also a motorcycle club. They all ride motorcycles, which is incredible. And their favorite color and their color for their club is this emerald green. It is beautiful. So please welcome. It's so good to have you here. Your chat box is live. You got questions, comments, you know I am on it for you. It is a pleasure to have you inside of our private Zoom room. If you would like your group to be a part of our private Zoom room, there is a link that is in the description box. Click on it and submit the form. Or email us at information@whispersinabottlepodcast.com. So, you know, did you get your cocktail or your mocktail? I have to tell you, the ladies, they got their cocktail and their mocktail, and they are enjoying it. If you didn't, guess what? You're missing out. So you need to make sure that you click on that button in our description box and join, because our newsletter is so good. It's called the Whisperers Exchange, and that's exactly what it is. Because your voices are heard in there in every single issue. So thank you, Whisperers. Don't forget, you can call in at 516-595-8091. So, are you ready to get into this week's episode? Woo! I know I am. You know, I like to start our discussions off with a clear meaning or definition. So this is no different. So we are going to get the understanding of happiness. Yes, that is what we're going to get the meaning and the definition of today. The word happiness means contentment, pleasure, or bliss. Notice those words. Let me give it to you again. Happiness means contentment or bliss. You know, Whisperers, when I think it's important that we work on this element in our lives so we can have joy day in and day out. But is happiness an emotion? Is it the same as pleasure? Is it the absence of pain, the experience of bliss? Words like pleasure, bliss, ecstasy, contentment are often used interchangeably with the word happiness. I don't know if you all were aware of that, but yes, it is true. But did you know that the source of the word happiness is like, it's from Iceland, so it's Icelandic. And it comes from the word hap. Ah, yes, you heard me. That's what hap means, luck or chance. And it also has the same context and the source of the words used like haphazard and happenstance. And how often do we hear that word happenstance? Probably nil to none. But this, which means we don't want to leave our happiness to be of chance. Oh, take a chance on it, you know. Doesn't really sound like it's a definite thing there. Because, you know, that's not something definite, chance. The ladies in the Zoom room stated, my word, let's see how we can choose our happiness because chance is like rolling the dice. Exactly, exactly, ladies. I love that. It's so true because that's what that makes you think of, like rolling the dice. Like we're going to go to Vegas and gamble on this thing called happiness. So that is true because it's just simple chance. We have no control or say in the matter whatsoever. And so that's what people understand. If we leave it to chance, we don't have any say over it. But let me tell you, there are going to be times and circumstances. I want you to realize there are times and circumstances that happen that will hamper your happiness. Because, see, that's life. That is literally life. And we can't really map out every single thing. And we have things that go on and pivot and change in a moment, in a drop of a hat. I mean, like today I was trying to get some things done and everything I was trying to get done, there was different little elements that came up and kind of derailed what I needed to do, but I did not let it control my elements. And I did not let it just kind of take over me. So in turn, I could have just let it just run amok. You know, I realized when I was younger that I could choose whether I was going to be happy or if I wasn't going to be happy, and how I allowed things to impact my mindset and my life. And I would, and I still let myself every day, or I remind myself every day that it's going to be a good day. And that's the point. Like, I get up every day and I make an effort and I tell myself that this is going to be a good day and that I will make a choice in seeing the best in my possibilities. Now, in that split second, I've changed the narrative. And see, when I was younger, I realized the same thing, that I could change and augment the narrative with how I proceeded and how I opened my day. And even if my day was really going sour, like sometimes, you know, days are like that. I remember one time I woke up in the morning and what I thought I was going to wear ended up I didn't get to wear because one of my pets got sick and got sick on the outfit. So then it turned into something else. But as I was getting myself together, then lo and behold, I ran out and I forgot my lunch. And my friend was like, oh, my goodness, you're just having a horrible day. And I said, no, I'm just having an off moment. I'm just having off moments. And I was willing to just not allow that to set myself up for that failure or that feeling of not being happy. See, Whisperers, when we understand that we can stop chasing the world's definition of happiness, we begin to see the decision to experience happiness has been right in front of our very face the whole time. Isn't that powerful? I mean, I think that's really powerful. And you all know how much I love research. And you know, I love research. I do so much research when it comes to topics or different things that I'm bringing forward to you all, that it would just blow your mind about all the things that I have and how I have to narrow things down to fit into our segment, because there's so much information that I would love to bring out to you. But with that being said, in the research that I had been doing and what I did, I really understood, and I make sure that all the details prior to sharing this were correct too. So the research has been done in the field of positive psychology. Just in case all of you don't know what positive psychology is, that's the scientific study of what makes life most worth living, as it focuses on both the individual and societal well-being. So just to give you a broad sense of what that is, okay? So it reinforces that we as people can definitely choose to be or not to be happy. And it also shows that we have to make a conscious decision. And when we make a conscious decision, it means that we make a decision or action deliberately and giving it our full attention. So, you know, when we do something deliberately, it means that we're doing it on purpose. Huh? There's that word. See, it has aim, focus, and direction. You know, I'm being told that we just have, like, a little bit of feedback in here. So I want to apologize to you, Whisperers. We've been working on the grounding in here with regards to the sound. So literally, I don't know if it's something, but we are going to really get this worked on, and I promise you that. There's been some comments in some chat and all this and that, but I promise that if you are getting a little feedback or a little of that pop or anything, I assure you we will get this taken care of, because I don't want it to distract or take away from what we're doing. So I apologize to you all, but we're going to keep on going, because guess what? This is not going to derail our day, and it's not going to make us unhappy either. See, these are the elements. Look at that. Just that quick, we had a moment. We made a choice. I made a choice to share with you and also to let you know what was happening, because I was not and am not going to allow it to derail or make me unhappy or angry or vexed or any of those other things. My choice, deliberate. I took deliberate action on it. So it requires that I had a purpose, a direction, an aim, and a focus, just like what we're talking about right now. See how powerful that was? That was a clear example of something that I did not even know was going to take place. And look, it happened right here live on air with you. That is what is so powerful about this. This is why I love doing our show. This is why I love coming in here and having these discussions, because that's how quick we can pivot and change. So I'm sorry, I just found out that I just feel like some things that happen are just profound to me. I just love when I get to do these things. And I'm always speaking to my clients as well as to you guys about the decisions that we make, the choices that we choose. And when it is something that is so powerful, wouldn't it just behoove us to really, like, master this beautiful emotional state? I mean, like, it really would behoove us. So, you know, Whisperers, how do we begin to choose our happiness? How do we begin to live in this emotion, the feeling, allowing it to season our life every day? Well, you know how much I love to give out master keys. In all of our discussions, I tell you all the time to please bring your proverbial keychains. Because why? Those keys open what? The master doors, the corridors, the hallways of your hearts and your mind. Because, see, when we are changing things, those are where the seeds and all of the pollination has to happen. So it's a key element that we must do. So, you know, before we get into this, I think this is a great place for us to hear a word from our sponsor.
We all know that life can get a little overwhelming sometimes. You have so many things going on at once, it's hard to keep track. La Paz Image Consultants, a full-service luxury international agency, will help you embrace your life, family, career, and wardrobe. Visit www.lapazimageconsultant.com to book your free consultation.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much to our sponsor. So when we left off, we were going to get right into our master keys. So I want you to take out your notebooks or at least pin mark where we're starting now for your master keys. So this way, if you need to come back and re-listen or pick up any that you missed, you'll be able to. And don't forget, if all of our discussions are not geared just for you, it may be for someone that you need to share the information with. So I always tell you that that is an element in here that we always want to be open to, is sharing our show with someone else that may need this very encouragement. So the first master key that I'm going to give you with regards to really kind of being able to choose our happiness is this. You're going to count your blessings. Let me reiterate that, because maybe you missed that because I said it so quick. Count your blessings. See, what you all may not realize is that happy people choose to focus on the positive aspects of life rather than the negative. Choose to focus on the positive aspects. Now, it didn't say that they don't have negativity or negative things in their life, but they choose. See, that's the power in it. And when we do this, it allows us to refocus that eye. And see, happy people set their minds on specific reasons to be grateful. They set their mind. See, remember we had a discussion on our mindset when we was coming through our growth mindset, when we were going into that transition, and how we had to prime our minds to be able to accept, and how we had to find comfort in discomfort. See, and that's what people, and it's so funny because I said, if it wasn't a trademark issue or anything, we have copyright infringement, this would be like the greatest day that we should be picking up Pharrell's song, Happy. And if you all have not listened to that song, I encourage you after the show to go put that song on, because it will stimulate and make you feel happy. And it just will bring joy into your soul. See, what it is that happy people realize, and they express it when possible, and they quickly discover there is always something to be grateful for. See, we all have something to be grateful for, because guess what? We got to experience life for another day. We get to do our businesses again for another day. We get to make changes every single day. See, that is the power of being grateful, counting your blessings. See, that we are going to touch on even further as we get in depth and go deeper into our journey into happiness, because there's episodes that are going to be built out from episodes, because it's necessary for us to really get the foundation correct. So remember when we was building the house of that growth mindset, we had to get the foundation stabilized and set. And it's the same difference as we walk through and start to build upon our happiness. and living happier lives and being able to be present in a moment. Whew, tell you, Whisperers, this journey, this season, season four, is impactful and powerful. And I'm telling you, as we go through this, you're going to see as you put the elements and open those different chambers, those keys start to work and start to penetrate and those seeds start to blossom, you are going to be shocked at the changes that you'll be making and how you view and see things differently on this journey. Let me give you your second master key. The second one is the power of smiling. Now, I don't know if you all could tell, but many of you will say, oh, every time I hear the show, it just seems like you're smiling, because I am. It's a power in it. And every time you smile, oof, the energy that comes forth is beautiful. See, a smile is a wonderful beautifier. It is. It's just like you see somebody and maybe they're like looking real good. They're dressed good and they even smell good. But then they turn and they flash that smile. You're like, oh, yes, okay, you. It's just like that. See, what many of you may or may not know is that with a smile on top of this making an emotion-filled face carries influence over the feelings processed in our brains. Okay, it's like it overloads the process in that brain. That's what that does when we smile. And your brain then releases tiny molecules called neuropeptides. And so neuropeptides help fight off stress. And so, you know, everything with the brain, you know, I'm always excited about things when we get to talk about that beautiful brain. And our facial expression influence our brain in just the same way that our brains influence our faces. So kind of they talk to each other. They talk back and forth. Bet you didn't know that, did you? Some powerful things in here. When you really start to really get in depth in things and I get to kind of peel back layers, it always brings something new and dynamic to you. And you can actually program yourself to experience happiness by choosing to smile. So I can't begin to really express or tell you or say how powerful a smile is. And I have to tell you, I love smiling and I do it often. I am guilty of like even just being in my office and I could be working and everything. And all of a sudden I just will have this big smile on my face and it just brightens everything. It brightens my mood. It like picks up my energy. It's just incredible. And even like sitting here right now, I'm smiling. And by the end of the show, sometimes my face hurts because I've smiled so much because I'm doing something and it just makes me happy. And being in here speaking with you all and sharing this information that can pivot and change and impact your hearts and your mind is just everything. So how could I not smile? See, have you ever met an older person who you know smiles all the time? It's like even when they aren't smiling, faces show life or their eyes just sparkle. I have to tell you guys something, and I talk about my mom all the time on this show because this woman was just incredible. And my mom was one that her eyes smiled at you way before she ever did. Like, her eyes just twinkled. If you just looked at those beautiful hazel green eyes, they just had such a gorgeous smile in them, and everybody was drawn to her because she just had that element to her. And she could just look at you, and you would just break off into a smile because it just was that kind of energy and vibe that she gave. And I always loved that about her. I tell you, sometimes when I think about my mom, I don't even know if she realized the dynamics that she had and what she held. But I know that growing up and even living my life as an adult and being a public figure and coming out here and doing different things, so many people say things to me and I laugh because they don't realize the things that they like or what they see in me is a lot of the elements from my mother and my grandmother and the different ones that are the legacy that I walk with. And so I love it because when I get into a conversation like this, I get to draw on all of that to help you all to see how we are moving to make choices in our happiness. See, we get to choose that we will be happy. So number three is going to be something very familiar to a lot of you whisperers. And if you're new to the show, don't worry. You'll get to know this too, because this number three is so familiar. Matter of fact, I think they probably all can say it to you before I could get to it. But number three is speaking affirmations into your life. And the ladies over in the Zoom room was like, yes, how many times have you spoke about affirmations? How many times do you send out affirmations? You know, and it's true. And literally, I'm in the process of developing affirmations for you all that you will be able to go and screenshot them right off of my Instagram page so it can just boost you in the course of your day. So I'm going to start doing that, and I'm going to be doing it on a weekly basis so you can start to gather them and put them into your phone. And when you need a reminder, you only have to just tap it, put it on the front of your phone, and just look at it. Now, that's powerful because affirmations do that. See, affirmations are positive thoughts accompanied with affirmative belief. And it's just even the personal statements of truth. That's what affirmations are. And they are recited in the first person, the present tense. I don't know how many of you may have seen on my Instagram page for the parent company, La Paz Image Consultants, because in the company, I always put out different things and motivational Mondays and different ways that I want to pour into you. And I have first put out there I am statement. And I am statement, when we use affirmations, it allows us to start to use the power of self-talk. And this begins, you know, allowing us to change the way that we speak into ourselves, the way that we affect everything inside of us. We choose how we want to really resonate for us. See, we always look at people like, are they vibrating at the right decimal for us? But are we vibrating at the right decimal for ourselves? Sit with that for a moment. Sit with that just for a moment. Are you vibrating at the right decimal for yourself? Or is your frequency so low that it's pulling you down and removing your happiness from you? See, those are powerful questions there. Oh, whisperers, I tell you, we take deep dives in everything that we do. We take deep dives. It's not about a surface conversation here. That's why we are Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. Because, see, over cocktails, adults really get to talk. And they really expose and turn into different elements of that conversation. See, it allows us to tap into a deeper sense of self. I know. It's powerful. The ladies are like, wow. This is the beginning of a powerful foundation for our happiness, and we're excited to be on the journey. I'm so excited to have you all on the journey. I may even give you all a new discussion around self-talk to refresh and build on this skill? Because I still hear and know some of you all struggle with that. And I know the emails that I receive on a daily basis, and I know different discussions that I've been a part of, be it from Clubhouse to different shows to even having been on a couple of other people's shows, that podcast, and hearing the questions that come in, I realize that this is an element that many struggle with. And even when I did my LinkedIn Live, the audio, it was even a part of that discussion where I got to lean into it a little bit more over there, because so many really kind of tapped in and wanted to hear more about the power of self-talk. So we're going to build on that even a little bit more in our journey into our happiness as well. So don't be surprised when you see that we have an episode refining our self-talk. So when you see that, it's not a copy. It's going to be something to build upon. So let me give you your last master key. The last master key is something that I teach about constantly. And all my clients know this so well. And many of you know it too, who are around me, who get to hear it. And my staff gets to hear it. Everybody knows I am about this. And it's put complaining on pause. Put complaining on pause. Now listen and listen good. Now that was my Kevin. I got that from Kevin Hart. Now listen and listen good. You know, the next time you want to lash out in verbal complaining towards a person, a situation, yourself, don't. Just don't. And you heard that. You heard me say it correctly. Start complaining. You infuse all the negative you have, and you suck the air out of the room from Y-O-U, and then whoever it impacts, who is ever the receiver of it. And so remember when I said that we have to check our vibration? This is another element that, do you call someone and you just vent constantly and complain constantly, and you never call to really share great thing, but you call because you're angry, you're venting, and I'm sick and tired, and pause. Remember, Kevin Hart said, now listen, and listen good. That means that we're going to put that pause button up in there and just hold on for a second. We're going to breathe through this, and we're going to channel that energy differently. And if you choose to diffuse the negative energy, you will see how it will impact your peace of mind and bring you joy. Oh, that word. Joy. You know, TikTok has a little thing, and it just has this little voice, and it just is joy. And it just sounds so refreshing and so fun, because that's what joy is. It's refreshing. It's fun. It's not heavy. See, Whispers, all these keys lead us to being able to honestly choose our happiness, and that allow us to show up better for ourselves. We want to always have happiness to lead the way. We want happiness to be that bright beacon that shines through that darkness. Because life is very short, and not choosing to be happy even shortens your lifespan even a little bit more. Because all you're doing is just letting the stress and the angst eat you up, which causes high blood pressure, causes you to have diabetes, and may even start making you eat because you're eating out of your emotions and all these other little things and everything else. And let's get off the merry-go-round. Let's enjoy now some of the other rides that will make our endorphins flow and be free-flowing and happy and energetic and expressive. Because, see, that's what happiness is. That's exactly what happiness is. And so in turn, we just kind of get to flow and be kind of the people that we want to be. And show up in the dynamics that we want to show up in. We get to choose. We get to choose. Nobody else gets to choose for you. You know, let me just say, as parents, since many of you are parents, you know, we are always trying to make sure our people are happy. We tap in constantly to make sure that they are happy. And so why aren't we tapping into ourselves to make sure that we are happy? That's how easy it is to choose. Now, I also want to tell you another thing is that you also want to keep yourselves hydrated. I know you're like, what does that have to do with my happiness, Sonia? Well, I'll tell you, but don't think I'm off on like a ledge or, you know, everything has a reason and a purpose that I bring into our discussion. Because, see, your body won't be able to get enough tryptophan. You know tryptophan? Most people think associate that with turkey. But tryptophan into your brain to convert to serotonin when you are dehydrated. See, dehydration also depletes the other amino acids in your brain that leads you or gives you that feel good. So when you're depleted and you're dehydrated, it leads you into feeling anxiety, dejection, irritability, inadequacy, because that brain is being dehydrated. And you just might need a little H2O to pivot your mood and your outlook. Many don't understand that our brains are 55 to 60% our bodies, excuse me, our bodies, our brain, our bodies are 55 to 60% made up of water. So it's imperative for us to stay hydrated. And I always tell you all the time that our brains do not, they don't, it doesn't store water. So it has no way of doing that. So it's imperative for you to be hydrated perfectly or healthily, that you're not depleted and that you're dehydrated and the brain is being left without the necessities of what it needs to function correctly. Now, sit with that for a minute, that you may be altering your own mood because you just refuse to drink water. You may be altering your mood and the effects of your happiness because you refuse to stay hydrated. Think on that, how powerful that is. See, Whisperers, we are on our journey to living happier lives, and living happier lives, it requires a few elements that we must engage in and be willing to get right. And it requires action on our part. And so many times people want the easiness of everything, but everything that comes easy is not of value. And everything that comes easy is not something that is going to teach you the elements that will sustain. Sustainability is everything. So I can't believe, like, our time has gone so fast. I feel like I just come in here, they hit the light, and they're just like, okay, we're going to count you in. And by the time they count me in, it's almost time for us to wrap up again. But I love being in our safe zone and birthing dynamic discussions like this and taking us on new journeys like this. because this is a powerful discussion. This is a discussion that we need to keep having. And this is an element that we want to birth in here, that we can start showing up better for ourselves and doing better and being better for ourselves. I just think, like, every time we get to come into the Whisperer's Lounge, it's an element that we get to grow and develop. We get to always come in and build something so beautiful each season. And as we keep growing, it's still going to change and things are going to pivot and things are going to go on. And we are going to build such beautiful things inside of our space. So I always thank you all for constantly showing up and being with me, for always supporting me, sending me coffee, and it's just awesome, and I appreciate you so much. I appreciate our guest that's in our private Zoom room. I mean, ladies, you all have been just such wonderful guests and just so engaged in just being here, the Daring Divas Book Club. You guys are just fabulous. And I thank you so much to everyone that supports me, that sends me messages via different chats and different elements and inside the chat box here, and those who come back to listen to the show on replay. I thank you so much for your support. And it makes me happy to be here. That's why I want you all to realize that each day I choose to be happy. And now we all are going to take the journey in doing the same thing and showing up bigger, brighter, and better for ourselves. Because nothing is more valuable than you. There's so much of you that is so valuable that you have to pour into yourself so you can keep flowing over onto others. You don't want to be depleted. So let's build in this beautiful quality. So if you would like to be a guest on our show, we would encourage you to please listen to the show and make sure that you really get the guide, what we're doing here, how it's set up, and really follow, like, what our intent is. And literally, we don't have any guests on, but we are going to have certain guests on this season that are going to be building upon that happiness journey. And I'm telling you, it's going to be great. If you would like to connect with us, please make sure that you connect with us. We're on Instagram at whispersinabottle, Facebook at whisperinabottle. No S on there, so it's just Whisper in a Bottle. And on Twitter, it's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE, Whispers Bottle. And you just put it in, what else you will not find us. So just to let you all know. And if you have, you know, questions, or maybe you have suggestions for shows or anything, email us. Info at whispersinabottlepodcast.com. We want to hear from you. We love hearing. I love getting your emails. I love it. And we're even going to be doing some segments that we're going to do, like a Ask Sonia, like how Dr. Ruth used to have an Ask Dr. Ruth. We're going to do an Ask Sonia, and that you'll get to call in. And in those episodes, what we're going to do is make sure that the phone lines are fully equipped, that you can we get into the studio well and be on deck. They'll let you know that you're on deck, and then we'll bring you in and have a quick question, and we'll pop out, and then I'll answer your question, and we'll keep it moving in that way. So we have a lot of things that we're going to be doing. And you know what? I need to ask you all, and Whisperers, please, 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 please help us. So either come here, right here on Blog Talk Radio, and become a follower and review our show, or please go and review our show on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you're listening to us. Please make sure that you do a review for us, because we are trying to grow and we are trying to really make our way into this industry, because we know we want to impact more people. And I definitely want to be a part of really making a true imprint. And if you would like to work with me one-on-one, you know that my calendar is always available. It's in the description box. And even all the other links for the Whisperers Exchange, our newsletters, to buy me a coffee, there's a lot of links in there. So please make sure that you are clicking those links and following. And don't forget to please make sure that you come back next week. You know, I'm always so glad to be here with you. My name is Sonia Loray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker, and your host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. Thank you, everyone.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Loray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.